Welcome to the Accredited Investor Podcast, which you will learn from the world's leading experts, thought leaders, industry titans, and the who's who in business. This podcast provides diverse, high-level, and timely information for accredited investors and those looking to scale their business to the next level. I'm the host, Jonathan Tuttle, founder at Midwest Park Capital, a boutique mobile home park real estate fund, Revenue Send, a leading digital consulting and fractional CMO agency, Business Cash Out, a boutique M&A firm focused on service-based businesses, and a part of the founding team at Wowie Pop, a mood-enhancing kava beverage. This episode is sponsored by Prestige, the world's most exclusive social networking app. All links are in the show notes below. Enjoy the show. Please like, comment, and share this podcast with friends. Thanks for listening.
Family Office Club announces the Athlete Office Club interview series today with Richard Wilson and Daniel Puter interviewing Mike Tyson.
Richard Wilson, I'm going to bring up a friend, somebody who inspires me, and we're going to do a lot together in the future. Richard Wilson is the president and founder of the Family Office Club. They have over 5,000 family offices around the world, but at the end of the day, they want to inspire athletes and young people to be able to do good. But it's around financial literacy, just the same thing as Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert, and so many people. So we are going to do a few questions to be able to inspire the kids. We're doing this with other athletes too, which we need more input from athletes to be able to inspire more people. So I'm just going to move the seats around a little bit for a second, and then we'll rock and roll in about 1 minute, guys. Give us one.
Can I say like one quote?
Of course, yes. Here's Rich. You guys, please give him a welcome applause.
So Mark Cuban says you don't need to have all the money in the world. You just need to outwork and outlearn everybody around you. I think that's something that Daniel's infusing in these schools and that Mike showed. If you outwork and outlearn everybody around you, then it doesn't matter what your background is. You can outpace anything you can imagine. So just want to share that. And that's why we're doing this interview series with 100 pro athletes. And we're starting here with Mike Tyson. Who better?
So, Mike, real quick before we start, this picture, I just want you to like look at this. Tell me what this means to you.
I don't know. That's who I am. That's what I'm going to explain. That's who I am.
When you saw this picture, this is the one you were like, this is the one I want to have at my school. Why?
Because it's counteraction what I'm all about. You see me, I represent violence. This does.
Wow.
Well,
so it's interesting. I meet up people too for a living.
Yes, I know.
I went to Juvenile Hall, and I couldn't love my wife and my son like I do today. I didn't go through the stuff and the pain to figure out how to love myself.
Yeah, you gotta keep
crying
the stuff.
Awesome. I just wanted to ask you what that was about. Awesome. First question. What visualization, affirmation, goal setting rituals, and strategies have you used to become the top 0.0001% performer in the world?
Well, some of the things that my affirmation I wouldn't want to say to people when I'm not in that mood. You know, at that state of my affirmation, I'm God. It's just where I go. I go to the universe. And I know I'm the kind of guy that's always being deep waters because, you know, God knows my enemies can't swim. So I'm always cool. So I don't worry about adversity, trauma, anything. Nothing's impossible to somebody try. If you don't give up, anyway, you'll be defeated. That's my goal. I want to be up more than anybody wants me to be down, and that's why I want to.
Nice. Awesome. Got one more question. So what's a million-dollar lesson you could take from the pro athlete world and being top 0.01% and then take that to the business world or any career choice that someone takes here in the room?
Well, first of all, this. All great people are not good people. And when you, once you learn that, you base your life mostly on becoming a good person. And by being a good person, you succeed in life more than a great person.
Gotcha. Thank you. Next question is, how could anybody be the top 0.1% performer in that niche? If they're trying to be a good person, but they're competing against other doctors, other students, other business people, how do you be that at the top of the game?
You dedicate your life to being the best. Talk to yourself, I'm the best ever in it. Nobody's ever been born. I'm the best doctor since the beginning of life. I'm this. You tell yourself. And it doesn't sound believable. The more you say, the more you believe, the more you act on it. And you become what you believe.
Awesome. You've been interviewed 500 plus times, thousands of times. What is the number one question that nobody? Hold on, I have a little learning challenge here. Sometimes I'm reading. What is the number one question nobody asks but should have if they wanted to reach their full potential and dominate to be the Mike Tyson in their niche?
Their goals, accomplishing their goals have to be more important than their happiness. That's how you think.
Wow. Yes.
So it's like, so for me, I get up, sometimes when I don't want to, I go bust my ass. Because for me, if I transform an organization with my partners and with you, but sometimes it hurts. How does that affect you?
That's what life is about. Being so clean, we understand love and glory. That's the glory that pretty much ignites who we are. Pain ignites who we are, love ignites who we are. You know, nothing, everything that we love, death is going to touch. We're going to all experience that feeling. Until we do, we live to the best we can.
Great. Yeah, my last question then. Today as well, people want to find the four-hour work week, the magic bullet, the easy way, the lazy way, the shortcut way. Everyone in here who's successful or supported this school is because they worked very, very hard, harder than most people. What is the secret to working very, very hard besides affirmation, besides being summoned by Muhammad Ali? How do you work 10 times harder than everyone else around you for every student here that's listening and wanting to be inspired, just like you?
It's all about developing your confidence. Confidence means success. Success means confidence. And confidence applied properly will supersede a genius. So you really gotta believe in yourself. Because what is it if you lose it? Sick. You're God. I know it's hard to believe it. Believe it. You're God.
You guys give a big round of applause. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate you.
Hey, it's Jonathan. Make sure to download and listen weekly as I bring the top entrepreneurs sharing their best insights and timely information. Finally, I get people asking me to help them one-on-one. Yes, I can, but it's very limited. Go to revenueascend.com for fractional CMO and business consulting. For real estate investing, go to midwestparkcapital.com. And those looking to invest or sell their service-based business, go to businesscashout.com. All links are included below. Please like, comment, and share the Accredited Investor Podcast with your friends. Thanks for listening.